It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Did you have a good weekend? I did. Did lots of things. Do you ever go on the weekend outside your house with the people you live with? Either for a walk or for a ride? Or do you ever work? Do you ever help your mom or dad work? Do you see that big thing I brought in today? It's called a saw. I want to show it to you right away. Start our week with a saw. See, here's the handle that you hold. Oh, it's a big one. It's quite heavy. And right here are called the teeth of the saw. See, they look like little points. And as they go along the wood back and forth, then they saw through it. The teeth of the saw. Very dangerous. Yeah, saws can be very dangerous. That's why adults use them and are very careful with them. But children can help to get the wood and can watch. Sure. Now here's a piece of wood I want to saw. In fact, what I want to do is to make another one of these. See that? It's a square. Sort of like a frame. See? I've got half of it done. Looks like a hat or a roof. Could even be a roof on this house, couldn't it? What else could that be? Could be a V. A V, and it could be a bird flying along. Yep. It also could be the letter L. Right. Okay, let's make some more of this to make another square. And first, we saw. This has got to be right along here. Carpenter usually has a pencil handy. It's right here that we need to saw. Along this line. Oh boy, it took me such a long time to learn how to saw. And at first, when I was sawing, my saw would wiggle and wouldn't go the way I wanted it to go. But I kept practicing. Let's see if this will work now. Little bits at first, and then more and more. Now, pretty soon, this part is going to drop down. So you just watch now. Down it goes, and we've sawed the wood in two. There. Okay. Now this part, I'll go like this. We will nail it, this part together. You like to watch people work and work with them? You could pretend this is a hammer. You could pretend you're hammering while I'm hammering these nails in here. pound. Careful of the fingers, Mr. Rogers. A little bit like a U, this one does, doesn't it? U. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking as I was showing you this saw, you know, people have teeth too. And when you try to saw and can't do it too well, sometimes you get angry. Yeah. And you might even feel like biting. But people don't use their teeth for biting other people. No, we use our teeth for chewing our food and sometimes for talking. Yeah, we need them for talking, too. Not the way a saw bites. Now, what do you do when you're angry? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you pound some clay? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. Right. When you're a lady and a man, you might be working with just such things. Let's see here, I want to put this on the top so it get to be square. Oh well. Echo. Was that an echo, or do you think that's somebody at the door? Let's just listen. Must be somebody at the door, my goodness. Who's at the door here?
Oh, good day, oh. Mr. Rogers. Good day. It's
Mr.
only me.
McFeely, I was pounding and then something else pounded and I thought it was an echo.
Oh, I thought I heard something pounding in here, Mr. Oh, well, I see you're making a little frame, Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers.
You want to see it?
Oh, yeah. It takes me a long time to make one of those, Mr. Rogers.
Well, that's part of it. It's not
I
all
see.
Fixed yet.
The corner has to be pounded in yet, right?
Oh, yes, this corner.
We'll nail this one together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of nails, Mr. Rogers, Handyman Negri is over at the castle, and he sent me over to borrow some nails from you.
He needs some nails.
Oh, he needs some nails over at the castle, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I wonder how many he'll need. I have this many.
Well, why don't you take a few out for yourself, Mr. Rogers, and I'll take the rest over, all righty?
Well, he must be building something big. What's he building?
Oh, I think it's a little surprise, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, a surprise. Well, he's welcome to those.
All righty. I'll just rush right over there, Mr. Rogers, and thank you very much, all righty?
Do you have to go already?
Oh, busy day. Andy McNenry is waiting for you, Mr. Rogers, and I'll see you a little later, all righty?
Well, goodbye, Mr. McFeely.
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers, and
Mr. McFeely, always busy. Now he's on his way to the neighborhood of make-believe to take some of our nails. Wonder what they are building in there. It's about time for the trolley. Let's look for ourselves and see. neighborhood of make-believe. Where are you? There's Daniel's clock. Don't see anything being built there. There's the fountain. The museum go round, it looks the same. You look with me, okay, and see if there's anything that's being built. X's tree, Henrietta's house looks the same. Maybe the factory. Oh, the factory's fine. What's that up there in the castle? See those little pieces of wood? Maybe that's it. Here comes the trolley, we'll find out. Come on in, trolley. Hi, trolley, how are you? What's going on at the castle? Handyman Negri. Well, these are all the nails we have left, but Handyman Negri's going to get some from Mr. McFeely. He's going to bring them in to him. Would you take us in? We're anxious to see what's going on. Day. Hello, how in the world are you? Oh, yeah. I just like it.
Hi, X. How are you?
Handyman Negri. Yeah, how in the world are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm kind of busy today.
Are you? What's going on?
I'm doing a little construction work over at the castle.
You're building?
Yes, I'm building.
Oh, that's great.
Building a new balcony and a window.
Oh, mm-hmm. For King Friday.
Right. And I just had to go over to the museum ground and get some material.
God, how do you know what to use? I mean, were you always a great builder?
Well, actually, when I was a little boy, I used to like to build with blocks.
Blocks?
Yes.
Hey, that is a good way to build. Have you got anybody helping you today?
Well, not right at the moment. I'm doing it all myself.
Oh, gee, I wish I could build things. I always found a tree to live in, never built a house for myself.
Well, it's a lot of fun, but it does take a lot of work and a lot of time to learn.
Oh, I know it does. Practice, you know. Let me get Henrietta. Henrietta, do you have 1 minute
just
say hello to her? Henrietta, ring her bell, will you?
Probably Henrietta?
Henrietta,
there she is.
Yeah.
Hi, Henrietta, sweetheart. How are you?
Meow, meow, man, Negri.
Yes.
Meow, 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 beautiful day, meow.
It is a beautiful day. I was just telling X I'm over at the castle and I'm building a new balcony and a window all on the side of the castle for the king.
Oh, meow, wonderful, meow, something special, meow.
Well, I would imagine is I don't really know what it's for. I'm just doing what he told me.
Yeah.
Hey, Handyman Negri, when you used to build with your blocks, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you'd be working for a king?
Never dreamed of that, X.
What kind of things did you build?
Well, I used to build stairways and bridges, and I even liked to build castles.
You did?
Yes.
And here you are, working at a real castle.
Really?
Boy, that's special.
By the way, neither one of you have seen Mr. McFeely, have you?
Meow.
He's supposed to be getting some nails for me, and I just wondered if he'd been by.
No, I haven't seen him, and I've been out here just kind of airing away.
Well, maybe he's over at the castle. I think I better run along and see if I can find him.
Okay, well, good work with you in your construction.
Okay, thank you both.
Have a good day.
See you later. Come on over and see it later if you like.
Meow.
Bye.
Meow. You're a fine man, meow.
Sure is. Think maybe I will see him a little later. Come on over and see me, Henrietta.
Meow. Whew. Those saws are heavy. I'll look for something else. I love to see new things. What's this? Looks like a hammer to me. Hammer. A pound hammer. What shall we make today? What shall we make today? Hello, dear.
Just a minute, Lady Elaine. What are you doing?
Hello. Well, I was just trying to help. Just pounding.
Yes,
just
Lady Elaine, but that's my work.
Well, work and play, work and play.
I knew I shouldn't have left this hammer out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, take it.
Lady Elaine, yes.
You may have it if you say it 7 times. Otherwise, I'll pounce on it here.
Seven times.
Hammer.
Hammer, 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 hammer. Hammer, hammer.
Six.
Hammer.
Seven, right. Now.
Thank you
very
much.
It's yours now. Just tell me one little thing. What are you building?
Well, I'm installing a new balcony and a window on this side of the castle.
Who wants it?
King Friday, of course.
Well, what's he want to do with it?
Well, I don't know, Lady Elaine. I'm just doing what he told me to do.
He probably wants a new place to shout from when he's angry.
Well, I mean, after all, it is his castle.
Speedy delivery! Speedy delivery!
Oh, who's that?
Oh, Mr. McBeal!
Carrier Nails and Mr. Rogers sent over to you.
Oh, thank you very much, and please tell him thank you.
Oh, I will, I will.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, good day, Lady Elaine. Good day to you.
I wish I had my boomerang. I'd turn you upside down.
Why, do you feel like upsetting people today, Lady Elaine?
Yes, don't you?
Oh, no, I'm too busy to upset people. Good day, Lady Elaine.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Thank Mr. Rogers for me.
Goodbye. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
You can't very well upset him, can you?
He's always in a hurry.
He's in a hurry, right. Well, I've got to get to work here because I have many things to do, and I just want to...
You don't mind if I watch a bit?
Oh, no. I'd love for you to watch.
Promise not to hurt.
Yeah, you see, that wall covering's going to fit right there, Lady Elaine.
Then what do you do?
I've got to cut it out. Now, cut the opening out for the arch.
Oh, I see.
See, right there.
Cut the opening for the arch.
That's right.
Wish I could do it.
Do you enjoy watching people work, Lady Elaine?
Yes, I do.
You learn a lot that way.
I like to do some myself, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I like to work.
Yeah, it is. There we go. That's one side.
You're good at that.
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
Did you ever do it before?
Oh, yes. I've been doing it for quite a few years.
You're handy with your hands.
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
I started when I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. I was telling X I used to build blocks when I was... very young.
What'd you make?
Oh, I used to make bridges and stairs and even castles.
Oh, castles.
Yeah.
Here you are adding parts to castles in the real tart.
A real castle, isn't that something?
Yeah, like beautiful.
Here, let's see if that fits now.
Everything I ever tried just went to pieces practically. Oh,
huh?
Is that going to be good?
Yeah, that's going to be
great.
Fine. I sure is.
Oh. Oh. Just thought I'd stop by. Hi, Lady Elaine.
Hello, X. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Hey, is this ever nifty, galifty handyman Negri?
Oh, thank you, X.
Hey, you've got a lot of it built already.
Yeah, we're coming right along.
I was pounding myself, dear.
Oh, were you helping?
No, not so much help.
Oh, yes, she was.
What are you putting up now?
Well, I'm putting up some covering over here.
Okay, I'll look at it.
Oh, you want to look? Let's see. You just move in there for one. There we go.
Oh,
that's going to be fine. That's going to fit perfect.
Great. Mm-hmm. Then what are you going to do?
Well, now I've got to cover the other portion back here, this large piece back here.
I want to see you do that.
Yeah, that's really going to be kind of a... there it is.
What is this thing for, anyway?
Well, this is
I think it's for the king to shout from when he's angry.
Really?
That's what Lady Elaine thinks, X.
Well, maybe it's a special place to watch for friends coming. You know, people have special places they can watch right out of windows or balconies or anything.
Yeah, maybe it's a place to watch for his favorite clown. Me. A clown, I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown. Sometimes I feel when I'm afraid that I will never make the grade. So I pretend I'm someone else and show the world my other self. I'm not quite sure of me, you see. When I have to make a clown of me, a clown, a clown, I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown.
Sometimes I feel all good inside and haven't got a thing to hide. That's me. My friends all tell me I'm the best. They think I'm better than the rest. It's times like this I act myself.
Right.
And I let the clown stay on the shelf. Myself, myself, I think I'll be myself. I think I'll let the people see the comfortable inside of me. Myself, I'll be myself.
It's only when I feel it down I might be scared into a clone.
But he can be himself when I can be myself. Myself, I think I'll be myself.
Okay, fellas, you be yourself.
Well, it looks as though I have a clown and an owl. Isn't that right?
That's right, dear.
Would the clown like to help me pound just this one nail?
Would I ever?
Would you? All righty, let's get
would
it.
Would I ever?
Over here.
He's letting me do something, Max.
Right there, clown. And
now,
there
how do
is
I do
the
it?
Hammer.
How do I do it? Right here?
Right there. Now, watch the fingers now.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Right there.
Hi, you're doing well, Lady Elaine.
Very neat.
Very well.
Done. Very
oh, thanks. Thanks. I just love that.
Would you like to try the other side?
Oh, thanks, dear. Yes, more? I would like to do one more.
All right. Oh, I got an idea.
What is it?
Would the owl please flap his wings and give us a little breeze while we work?
Hey, sure. Could I help that way, too?
Okay.
Give you a little breeze and you pound, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I love it. I just love it.
Oh, you're doing a marvelous job there,
there
Lady
you
Elaine.
Are. There you are.
Oh, thank you. Thank
well,
you.
I'm glad that you liked it all.
You can call me Lady Elaine, dear. I did do well, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And you know, I have to have this done in about 2 days.
Oh, 2 days?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I wonder what it's for.
It should be a beautiful thing. You do beautiful work, Candyman Negri. Beautiful work.
Thank you, Lady Elaine. Thank you both for helping me today. That was marvelous.
Well, that pounding was even more fun than turning people upside down.
Isn't that nice?
I'm going to go tell Henrietta what's going on here. I'll see you all later, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, tell her that I did some pounding too, will you? I mean real pounding, helping with the nails and all.
I'll tell her that.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for the breeze. Wasn't he nice?
Yeah, he sure can help, can't he?
Good job.
A lot of people can help. A lot of people can help.
Yes, listen, you can come back and visit me anytime, Lady Elaine.
Oh, thanks. Well, right now I'm going to go and find some wood and pound myself.
Okay, I think that's a marvelous idea, and we'll see you later.
Yeah, you're a dear. Give me a kiss.
Oh, a kiss? Oh, I'd love to.
The world's full of surprises, dear.
It sure is.
Toot-toot, wee!
Bye, toot-toot. Hi, Trolley. What do you think, Trolley? How does it look? Do you know what? Lady Elaine and X both helped me today. Isn't that nice? See you later, Trolley.
Lady Elaine said that pounding was even more fun than turning people upside down. Yeah. She liked helping. I think we all do, don't you? She didn't feel so much like being a clown after Handyman Negri asked her to help. I just remembered. Do you have a record player? I just remembered that on this record, there are some sounds for pounding and sawing. I'm going to turn it on. Plug it in. And we can pretend that we're pounding and sawing together. I wonder what that is they're making there at the castle. Some things you have to wait for to find out. Let's see if I can find this place here.
Can you make a pounding noise?
That's it.
Just pound your hand on the floor. Now, can you pretend you're sawing? Make your arm go back and forth while I make a sawing noise.
You doing it?
Good. Now pretend you're drilling. Just stand up and make the drill go around and around, and I'll make some drilling kinds of noises.
That's an electric drill, isn't it?
Sure.
We can do drills.
Around and around. Great. Very good.
Yeah. That's the part I wanted you to hear. Yeah, we'll put it back in its case. Do you keep your records in their cases? I think it keeps them better. Yeah. You can just keep them right in like that. There. To Mr. Rogers. Yeah. Unplug it. Put it back where it belongs. Boom, 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 boom. Everything in its place. There, I pounded that last one in. This sort of looks like a window itself, doesn't it? You know, we didn't make this by magic. No, sir, we didn't snap our fingers and it was done. We worked at it. You bet we did. I think I may just take it home with me. Let's pretend we're pulling down the window blind, okay? Like this. Now let's let it go up. Right. There's a star. Can do all sorts of things. Handyman Negri said that he used to build with blocks when he was a boy. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we've got to run off. We'll find out more tomorrow what's going on in make-believe. You and I will be together then. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. You. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day by just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.